KEXP's Music That Matters podcast is made possible by Merge Records, with 2016 releases from Alison Crutchfield, Waxahachie, The Mountain Goats, Destroyer, His Golden Messenger, and many more. Discover every artist, listen to music, and shop at mergerecords.com.
Hi, you got it tuned to WOPOP on KEXP in Seattle and all over the world at kxp.org. I'm Derek Mazzoni, your DJ and host. Thanks for being here, and I want to introduce you to our dear friend, Juana Molina. Thanks for being here.
Thank you very much for having us again.
Awesome. Let's hear some music.
Okay.
Thank you.
Juana Molina on KEXP. That's beautiful.
Thank you.
The new record is Halo. You're touring right now. We've met before, but I want to do this like nobody's ever met you before.
Okay.
So let's, I'll get a little bio. Let's a little bit brief. Your parents, you grew up in Buenos Aires. Your father was a tango musician and your mom was an actress. And then when the military took over Buenos Aires, Argentina, you moved to Paris. You lived in Paris for a while.
Mm-hmm.
And then you came back and you played music. Then you
Correct.
Became an actress. And then you decided to go back to music. I love that line. It was like you were playing music. And since you were a comedian, people were like, where's the punchline? And there is no punchline.
That was really sad.
But you make really interesting music. And I was just in San Francisco speaking to a friend of mine who I had seen for like 20 years. And he's like, I love Juana Molina. I might fly up just because
Maybe
I know
I
she's coming.
Maybe I can marry him.
He's married too. Oh. I'm sorry. I'll find it. I can be that person. I'll find
okay.
that person.
Okay.
But where does this come from? I mean, you know, you're finding all of these different sounds and ideas and you have many things to play when you play music.
Yeah.
Where does all this come from?
I guess from looking for things that sound okay and new to me, mm-hmm. at least. I'm not saying I'm the only one, but it sounds new to me. And I don't know, many years of working and doing...
Exploring and finding.
Exploring in a very microscopic way, I think.
Do you just break down sounds until you think they're right? Or?
Yes, I do.
Interesting.
Yeah.
So how long does it take you?
Well, sometimes it takes forever. Sometimes I am very lucky and just comes like that. And then that's why when it takes so long that sometimes I don't do that anymore, but sometimes I was so upset when on the live show the sound wasn't exactly as I wanted because I thought everybody was going to be like, okay. And then it wasn't a matter of that, but it took me forever to understand that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Let's hear another song and then I'll ask you some more questions.
Okay, whatever.
Okay. Juana Molina, the new record is Halo. She's amazing and she's here at KEXP.
De lo que alguna vez fue. fui a decirte la verdad, cuando fui a verte al mediodía, hablé con toda la serenidad. Lo vi en tu cara, creí que te moría, ya no había posibilidad. Estabas tan atónito y aturdido, esto era el final, esto era el final, esto era el final de nosotros dos. Esto era el final de lo que alguna vez nos pareció eterno, pero entendí. Salí corriendo, me cansé y me escondí. Yo no quería que todo terminara así. No quería, no, no quería algunos días ir a...
All right.
All right.
Juana Molina in the studios of KXP. The new record is Halo.
Mm-hmm.
Why Halo?
Why? It was very difficult to find a name for this record. And then I had read several times the lyrics to see if I found the name there. And I didn't and didn't. And one day I just took all the words separately, like hear it. Is the room one halo?
It worked.
And it worked. When I read it like really separately words, I said, halo. That works. That works. That works. That works. And then it made me very happy that halo is the same word in three languages: French, Spanish, and English.
That's rare.
Yes, and I mean, everybody says I should name a record with a name that means everything, la, 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 and I found it without even thinking about that, so it was a very good thing to find.
Who is this everybody that said that to you?
Everybody.
Okay.
I can't name them all.
Okay.
No,
that's a lot. That would be a lot.
Yeah, it's a lot, yeah.
Introduce the band, please.
Yes, of course. We have in drums, Mr. Diego López de Arcauti.
That's a big name. Thank you
it's
for being here.
It's a big name, yeah. It's a big name. And then, just across the street, Mr. Mr. Odin Schwartz.
I love that name.
Everybody does.
You just, you. It's a winner. All the way around.
Yeah.
So, you live in Buenos Aires.
I do.
And I have not been to Buenos Aires, something I hope to rectify very soon. But Buenos Aires is one of those cities that has this image, you know, passion, tango, etc. But that's old. Old.
Very.
Are there more like you in Buenos Aires?
Of course not.
It's unique too.
Of course.
But yeah. Is there like a scene? Is there like, you know, do you get to, are there clubs that you just get out to play and there's...
Yeah, we play. There's a few, not many. We don't have, like you do in the States, these hundreds of thousands of venues to play.
Why not?
Who knows? Okay. Who knows? So now, little by little, we are starting to have more venues, like standing venues, because there were either pubs or theaters. there weren't any this kind of like a, something that has been a theater and mm-hmm. was turned into a venue that is, to me, the nicest place to play, that kind of venue. And so, but now people, we are starting to have a few of those, but just a few.
Okay, so yeah. It's beginning.
Yeah, it is.
Awesome.
We're always late, but we'll get there.
Your own way. One of the things, I would love to hear one more song, but one of the things that I just recently discovered is that the people that I really like a lot in my life really love you a lot.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, there's something about your music that's just like, they specifically talk about you.
I'm trying to find something to say. Interesting, but...
It's true, though. It's like, wow, this is really happening. Because a lot of people know that that you're coming, like, wow, this is awesome.
Thank you.
Let's hear some more music, please.
Okay.
Juana Molina, live in the studios of KXP, where the music matters. Juana Molina, live in the studios of KXP 90.3. That was Paraguaya?
Yes.
That's a funky video.
It is.
Really, tell me about that video. And everybody out there, you should watch this video because it covers so much. And it's your music has a texture and a visual quality. And I'm wondering, now that videos are such a prominent part of how you're presenting it, take me through your process, because I was watching this thing. I was like, what is happening here? It's mesmerizing, but what is going on here?
Well, we were very lucky when we went to see that house. It was a very old house. And when we got there, it was kind of a cliche of an old house. And I was very disappointed. And then I saw the stairs going up and I said, what's upstairs? Oh, no, upstairs you can't go. I mean, it's everything's like... No, you can't go there. So, can we just... go if you want to take a look, but it's not going to work. I'm telling you, it's not going to... And I go there and say, this is the place. I couldn't believe what we had. All these gray things with those windows and... also, I don't know the word in English. In Spanish, it's tétrico. Sordid. Mm-hmm. Something very... And I had been talking about making a black and white video, but in colors. I mean, that everything's black and white, but it's actually in colors. And that place was already in black and white. And so I really loved the place. And then we found in a little room all those heads from broken statues. We couldn't understand what that place was.
You scored.
Yeah. So we found everything we needed in that attic, and so I think the place, the location, helped us a lot to finish the idea.
What was the song about?
The song is about someone who makes a witch have a potion made to have her lover be in love with her, but someone she loves. To be in love with her, so he becomes in love with her, and then she doesn't love him anymore because it was like it was just this.
It was just this. The journey, the destination.
Exactly. Got it. So and then she wants to be in love again, so she drinks the potion, and when she drinks the potion, he's not in love again. Well, it's just a regular story
but with a twist.
Yeah.
So I want to hear one more song, but I wanted to ask you a question. You made it. I mean, you are a successful actress, comedian. You theoretically made it. And did you throw it all away to make music? Did somebody go like, what the hell are you doing?
What? Can you ask again?
Like, you made it. You were a success. Like,
yes.
We have a ton of musicians come through here and they're like, in the back of their minds, you just know what it's like. I'm going to make it. I'm going to do it.
Okay.
But you did it. And then you like, nah, I'm going to do this instead.
Sometimes, but so far, I think I'm going to keep making music for a little while. But after, I don't know, maybe I'll...
That's great.
I don't know.
You're inspiring.
Thank you.
Juana Molina, live in the studios, it was KXP, where the music matters.
Cuando vi la pared de más silencio. Thank you.
Juana Molina, in the studios of KEXP. The new record is Halo, just came out this year. Thank you.
Thank you again.
Massive success. Seriously, continue running around, what you do, and come back again, please.
Okay.
KEXP 90.3, where the music matters. I'm Derek Mazzoni. I want to thank Jim Beckman, Justin Wilmore, Scott Holpine, and Carlos Cruz, the amazing Kevin Suggs, Raven Smith, and Jennifer Stipich, and everybody here that makes sure that the music matters. KEXP.
KEXP's Music That Matters podcast is made possible by Merge Records, with 2016 releases from Alison Crutchfield, Waxahachie, The Mountain Goats, Destroyer, His Golden Messenger, and many more. Discover every artist, listen to music, and shop at mergerecords.com.